Did you hear about Johnny Guy with a smile on his face? It may have been untimely, but at least it wasn't a waste. His whole life had changed when Doc said what he had to say. He didn't give him long, it was a few days. But walking out the office, Johnny began to think this was his chance to do anything. Standing on the corner thinking of the hell he'll raise, planning every detail of his last few days. He's gonna do it all and think he ever wanted to, and no one's gonna stop him until his days are through. But first things first, he's gonna need himself some cash. So he drove down to the bank, which drew all that he had. It wasn't a lot, but it was more than enough. Wasn't looking to buy the world, he was looking to have fun. Standing on the corner thinking of the hell he'll raise, planning every detail of his last few days. He's gonna do it all and think he ever wanted to, and no one's gonna stop him until his days are through. Parking his car at the place where he works, walked up to his boss and he called him a jerk. His co-workers were shocked and began to shout when he wound his arm back and punched him out. Standing on the corner thinking of the hell he'll raise, planning every detail of his last few days. He's gonna do it all and think he ever wanted to, and no one's gonna stop him until his days are through. Racing down the highway, thoughts racing in his mind. He's excited by the chance of what he will find. Head in the clouds and his foot made of lead. Guess he never saw that the lightning came to red.
Hey, you reached Johnny Allen. I'm not around, so just leave a message after the beep and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks. Bye.
Mr. Allen, this is Dr. Jacobs. Just wanted to let you know that one of my assistants made a mistake with your paperwork. Fortunately, you were fine. Your checkup showed nothing abnormal, so I apologize for any undue stress or worry that you may have undergone. Please, if you have any questions, just give me a call. Thanks. Bye.